little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh, good God, it's so hot in here, Wayne. Really? What the hell are you holding a pen for? You're not gonna drown yourself. Yeah, you don't even drink. You.
I gotta see how hot it is because I hold up the pen up to see if it actually starting to melt.
You need to go back to your parents' basement. Oh, wait! There is no basement. Hey, there's a shed down over here. You could probably live in there. Hey, folks, how you doing? Sorry, that's kind of hot here right now in San Diego. Welcome back to Shotgun.
Now, the only thing hot in this room.
I did not leave Hawaii for this.
Yes, you did, but Hawaii came back and tell you.
It did. It's haunting me.
So, first time now, all three of us together.
Actually, it's true, Mimi. Even Bill Cosby's up there laughing at you.
Even, what's his name? The Mr. Redneck on your flag.
Oh, yeah, Hank Williams Jr.
That's the worst joke ever. Redneck but, laughing at an Asian.
But unfortunately, Charlton Heston over here has got a he's very somber.
Charlton? Yeah.
And I can't really see what Boba Fett's doing.
He's just looking at Mimi. Loser.
He's like, no, I can't get any bounty for that.
No bounty for Asian girl. Alright, as I said before, I was interrupted. All three of us are here now together. First episode since Mimi moved here from Hawaii. Welcome back to Shot Games Podcast, episode 121. Man, this is pretty stupid right now. It's warm.
And we got Groot with us today.
Yes! So, if you guys haven't signed up for Loot Crate, you guys missed out because there is a little baby, well...
It's a bobblehead Groot.
Bobblehead Groot that Wayne has in this room here right now, right next to Leonardo.
And
the original Leonardo, in my opinion.
Very, very close, yeah. The Groot figure is actually limited edition to Loot Crate, too. The difference between this one and the mass release is that the Loot Crate version's left hand is glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that shit later on tonight.
I'll see you trying to walk out.
Groot walking? Hell yeah, he is.
Tied into my hair.
Oh! If you guys haven't noticed, Mimi's hair is green. Like Toxic Avenger green.
I think it might be a little bit brighter than that.
Close enough.
Yeah,
maybe.
Alright, so, well, on this hot and warm day here in San Diego, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3 because, well, there's nothing else to do during work. I mean, during my break time at work. Other than that, I've been playing Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 and Ultra Street Fighter 4. I actually found Rose as my second character. More in-depth on that later on.
Nice.
Yeah, it's stupid. Stupid, I know. And other than that, I've actually been getting back into StarCraft 2 Heart of the Swarm because my friends challenged me and I whooped his ass.
Ooh.
I know, Ted, you listen to this. I whooped your ass. You owe me lunch tomorrow, buddy. Cough it up. well, let's see. Other than that, that's been it for me. Nothing too much more. It's been kind of a busy week for me here. I don't know about the rest of the gang over here. But, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Hey! No more boring person after me.
Wah, wah. All right,
I missed this.
Actually, my only form of, you know, entertainment right now is my 3DS and my phone, which is kind of sad and traumatizing at the same time. So I've been kind of playing video games vicariously through my husband. The game he's playing right now, it's a little indie game that's on Steam. It's called Five Nights at Freddy.
I've heard of that.
It haunts me in my sleep.
Is it kind of playing like Slender Man in a way?
Ooh. Kinda. It's, you know, it's a horror survival. It takes place at, you know, Freddy's Pizza, which is basically a Chuck E. Cheese.
Worst idea ever.
Worst and best, you know. But the whole thing is you're a security guard. You just got hired at Freddy's. But Freddy has a mysterious past.
Freddy got fingered?
Yeah, probably. That explained a lot, actually. But you know, there's four animatronic characters in the game who come to life at night.
It's kind of like Puppet Master then.
Kind of like Puppet Master, and then they come after you and they try to corner you into your little security room. And then,
you die.
You die. You know, they find you, you die.
Worst idea.
You have like little sliding glass doors that you can control. You can control the lights. You have security cameras, but you're on limited battery. So in the game, your time lapse is, you know, 12 midnight till 6 in the morning.
It's kind of like playing 24 then.
You gotta last the whole Night at Freddy's. So, you know, obviously 5 Nights at Freddy's, there's 5 basic levels, there's some other levels, there's some customizable levels, and it still haunts me in my sleep, even though I have not played the game yet.
And she almost knocked down that
Yeah, I'm a little clumsy.
I can tell, you're Asian.
Well, when you're that short, you tend to run into things.
You know, everything's like, you know, forehead level with me. It's kind of hard to see where I'm going sometimes.
You're like, why?
Okay.
All right, for the next boring part of the segment, Wayne.
Actually, you know, most of the week I've been, you know, rushing around work, playing little games here and there, like, you know, Transformers Legends.
Boring.
G.I. Joe Battlegrounds.
Boring.
Marvel Avengers Alliance.
God, can you get even more boring than that, Wayne?
Doctor Who Legacy.
Okay, not bad.
Worked with Friends.
What? 2014.
Uno with Friends.
You're an idiot.
Those are the games I play when I have very little time. I just want to play a little bit of something here and there. But I did get a chance to sit down on my Xbox One earlier in the week and play a few different games. I got to play a little bit of the new... the newer maps with Call of Duty, the Nemesis map pack.
I did download that. I haven't played it yet. Surprising.
Actually, they're very nice. I actually like some of the new maps and layouts. The there's one that's kind of in a western kind of mining area.
No, it's kind of like a Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, and there's actually a mining cart that's actually just keeps going on its tracks. You can actually jump in the cart and kind of hide in the cart.
Hide and go seek. I love it.
And if you're quick enough, you can actually get a shot off doing it. But it's a kind of a difficult thing there. But no, overall, I really enjoy what I'm seeing with it. You know, it's still not a game I'm jumping into every day to want to play, but once in a while, when I want something to play, I'll jump into that and play it. I played a little bit of Titanfall as well. I'm really looking forward to some of the new stuff coming out for that.
Oh, Titanfall! I need to get back in that thing.
But what I really had fun playing was Pinball FX2.
What?
Yep.
It smite
is,
me.
It is now available on the Xbox One.
Pinball FX2.
Yep.
So there.
And what really blew me away, and I didn't know it was there. I just saw it, and I was like, okay, I gotta download it, right? And I was like, oh, man, this is gonna suck. I'm gonna have to re-download all my tables from I had on my 360 and so forth.
No! I heard about that too.
I actually logged in. I went to go check out the first table I had already bought, and it's like, free. Oh, next one, free. Yes! So I got all my tables for free that
Wayne,
I had downloaded.
Wayne, hold on. That is the most human excitement I've ever heard you in since I've known you. Since I've known you since 2000.
I know.
I've known this guy for 14 years. Oh, yeah, I know. I have the...
Pinball can get me excited sometimes.
Pinball's fun, man.
It is. It's very fun. But not only that, there were two new tables available. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's my second guess.
And... The Merc with a Mouth, Deadpool.
Oh nice. My god.
Do not buy that table if you have kids. He has a mouth.
I bet.
Most of it's bleeped out, but you still get an idea that he's trying to tell you to shove something up your...
good old Wade Wilson. I mean Deadpool. Alright, so...
But yeah, it's really fun to play it. The graphics look good. Sound quality is great. They've really pulled it out, you know, polished it up for the Xbox One. I think still the Infinity Gauntlet's probably my favorite one, along with the Marvel Civil War table. But the Guardians table is very fun to play. Deadpool is still fun to play. I don't really care for the language, but it's still fun to play.
Yes, you don't care about the language.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like language like that. But yeah, very fun to play.
Liquor.
And...
Oh, shut the front door. We actually do need a chair here for Mimi next time, so she... Oh, shut the front door. Yes, folks, that was Mimi. Hilarious.
I'm going to take a step back. Less stuff for me to run into.
Well, why don't you step back right there?
She's going to trip on the steps and fall off the door.
No, I'm staying away from that stuff.
Actually, before you do that, let me know. I'll turn on my camera. I can put it on the Facebook page.
Oh!
This wouldn't be the first time.
And it won't be the last.
As Wayne said, this won't be the last. Us three are like this. We're always like this.
Oh, man, this is good. There's also another Star Wars pinball pack on there as well. I already have a few of them, a few of the previous ones, but I didn't purchase this one. It's $10 for the pack. I probably will buy it. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. I also jumped back into Wolfenstein briefly to play a little bit and kind of see if there's been any new news
DLCs.
On well, any news really on the Doom trial demo.
Doom 4!
But nothing as of yet. Still kind of waiting to see how it all plays out because I got mine digitally through the Xbox One versus pre-ordering it, but I'm supposed to get into the beta. So, we'll see how that plays out. What else did I play?
You've been playing a lot of games lately. You can tell which one of us has no lives.
I know, right?
Hey, I gotta work too.
That's not life!
Actually, I play a lot of games at work. Not those kind of games.
Liar.
Play other kind of games.
Oh, so shall we get to the news?
Oh, wait, hold up.
Wait.
Who is Laura, and why are you sharing a Coke with her?
It's a girl that he keeps in the shade.
Actually, I do know a Laura, but she spells her name differently.
Does she know English?
Yes, very well.
All right, anywho, actually, there's been pretty... On a side note, we've been pretty busy with a lot of news coming out, especially for the Marvel Cinematic News. If you guys have been following us on our Facebook
page. A lot of rumors.
News/rumors. I mean, especially with a lot of, say, the new Captain America, the new characters here and there, or the new character switch here and there.
Another rumor is coming out about Transformers 5.
We don't want to know.
That's actually could be very accurate.
They're on the fifth one already?
Huh?
They're the fifth one they're working on?
Yeah, they just got done with
the... just the fourth one?
They just got done with the fourth one.
Oh, jeez.
It's actually pretty good.
No, it's overdrawn, you moron.
Yeah. I'll tell you about that after Fidel tells you about Marvel.
So, there's been a lot of news lately. There's also leaks, quote-unquote leaks, of the posters that are coming out for the Phase 3, which is Black Panthers.
Somebody
the,
didn't wear their depends, huh?
Yeah. The Inhumans, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and
Doctor Strange,
and the one that really got my notice, especially Mimi here too as well, was the third, the quote-unquote, the new Captain America movie that's coming out in 2016 called The Fallen Son. Well, there's a lot of stuff to that. I mean, that could be the end of Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, a.k.a. Chris Evans. But there's also another one called Avengers Civil War. Well, which, if you guys haven't read the comic books, the main...
Do it!
The Civil War is drawn out, but never boring.
Yeah.
One of the main parts over there was when Captain America gets assassinated.
Yep.
And, of course, who, you know, traumatically, quote-unquote, returns, but it was actually Bucky that donned his uniform.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, there's a lot of speculations going on. Keep an eye out for that. Rumors here and there. We're going to keep you guys posted, too, as well on our Facebook page, so keep an eye on
Black Panther was mentioned, too.
Oh, yes, Black Panther. I don't know how it would fit on there. Oh, of course, we can't forget about Ant-Man. Of course, it's going to be in there.
Actually, Black Panther played a... Not really a big role, but he did play a role with the Civil War series as well. Being an independent nation, they were essentially defectors. It wasn't really covered much, but...
It'd be interesting, though. I mean, if they bring in Black Panther, they kind of have to do something about that little franchise called the X-Men.
Because he's actually tied more with the X-Men, a.k.a. Storm.
Yes, he is.
Screw you, Fox.
On the Marvel front, though, before I talk about the rumor on Transformers... There is actually another rumor going around that's been very quiet, but it has been getting a little bit of publicity out. Apparently, Marvel is making some backroom deals with other content holders.
Well, that's no news for me. I mean, people do that all the time.
Well, no. I mean, in terms of making the future movies work with certain characters they don't have access to right now. So... Nothing's been made specific, but there.
It's just rumors.
These are basic rumors, but they're coming from a very credible source, apparently, that Marvel is actually working very hard within negotiations with Sony to make sure that Spider-Man or some of his allies may show up in future movies.
Civil War, because Spider-Man was...
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Can't have Civil War
without
Spider-Man.
No.
He was one of the main key right there, along with
Iron
Captain
Spider.
America.
Yeah. Whether this is actually pertaining to the movies as much, or comics or cartoons of some sort, you know, there's always different things going on here. I'm really hoping this is what's going on, that Marvel and Sony and Fox are getting together and saying, okay, let's work together. We're going to keep making our own movies, but we'll partner here to make this work.
But now, you know, Fox and Sony have already gotten together behind our backs.
Well, yeah.
You know, they're shady let down. They like to do that, but, See,
true.
I mean, it's totally not, you know, not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, this week alone has been shaken with a lot of rumors, especially the
yeah.
past several days.
Yeah, it's been shaken up, you know, since Comic-Con, pretty much, people that did make it to the panel. And
you lucky
know,
bastards.
And if you made it to the panel, yeah, you're some sort of...
I tried. I failed.
But, yeah, it's been floating around for a while. That image with all the supposed new titles has been floating around for a little bit. And a lot of it does make sense, because, you know, Chris Evans only has 3 more movies.
Probably the same way, too, with Robert Downey Jr.
I think Robert Downey Jr. Most of the forerunners are
yeah.
the Avengers cinematic series.
But also, on that same note, when you're talking about the contracts, there was actually already somebody from Marvel that said they're planning on just putting new people in those roles, kind of like what they did with James Bond. You have the same character being portrayed different actors over periods of time.
Typical, yeah.
Which is typical, and you know, it does kind of work with the whole Marvel universe in general, because it's just that's how things roll throughout the time frames.
Arts change,
but, like,
yeah.
if you start thinking about it on the business side of it, Sebastian Stan, who plays the Winter Soldier, has 5 or 6 more movies under his belt that he has to do.
But,
yeah.
but the real question is, if they do that, is he going to play... It's kind of be confusing to say if you put him in the Captain
mm-hmm.
America suit, still call him Bucky, which people's not gonna get. But if you do get
yeah.
it from the Civil War,
or will they blend it with what's going on in the comics, where we get Wilson taking over Captain America?
Which could also work too. It'll just be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Winter Soldier yet, you probably should see it when it does pop out
yep.
on DVD in a couple of weeks. I believe it's coming out on digital very soon, so you do definitely need to check that out. But if you did get to see the movie,
yeah.
the way that they introduce what, you know, elements of the Civil War arc that we know, the way that they introduce a lot of the emotions and, like, the darker side of things that, you know, yeah, neither are superheroes, but nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way they introduced that was pretty brilliant, you know. I was absolutely fucking my jaw was on the floor the whole movie. I was like, what? But
it was a huge shocker.
It was a huge shocker. Marvel
yeah.
Cinematic Universe has done a brilliant job up to now introducing these storylines, introducing all these characters.
It's awesome, awesome, awesome,
awesome,
awesome,
beautiful.
Yeah.
You know everything that we've ever wanted in a movie.
They kept it.
Yeah.
They kept it going, and you know, like, we do have future hope for what's going on.
Yes.
Fox has definitely picked up the slack with Days of Future Past.
I cannot wait for Apocalypse.
Apocalypse is
wow.
going to be something crazy.
It better be. That's for sure.
Oh, it will be.
In terms of what's going on with the rumors on Transformers, as many of you know, if you haven't seen Transformers 4, Prime goes off into space at the end of the film.
Yes, looking for...
The creators, basically. The beginning, you know, certainly. But what they're saying is that... Prime will find his brother,
which is
Unicron, which I don't see how that's going to work out, because Unicron wasn't Prime's brother per se.
He was never a Prime, period, unless they turn Unicron into a regular sized
yeah
which is a total failure.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think that's going to be the way it is. I think maybe somebody heard something in the talks about what's going on,
or is it
and it was a misquote of Primus and Unicron.
there you go.
Which would make more sense.
But here's the thing, though. It could be another Michael Bay pulling another Ninja Turtle, selling that they're going to be from outer space.
Oh, yeah, of course. We've also been told that Galvatron will come back, which would make perfect sense if Unicron's going to be in there.
He's part of Unicron's goon-y-ish.
Yeah, and that we should see other characters and other alien races outside in space and stuff, too. So.
Return of Starscream?
Possibly. People,
no.
Characters like Ultra Magnus.
That one I want to see.
Could be cool. But we'll wait and see how that plays out. I don't really expect much at this point to be accurate on that. So,
on a side note, thanks to Marvel, you guys are ramping up everything. Oh, yeah, by the way, DC, where are you guys at?
Oh! They're too busy backtracking on release dates.
That's true. I'd be backtracking, too. All right, so let's get with the news this time. Wayne, woo! Feel free.
All right, so Titanfall is actually going to be... they're introducing more traditional first-person shooter modes for 16 players that will not have Titans or AI.
What?
Just straight up, pilots versus pilots. Yeah. So it's going to be 8-on-8 gameplay.
This should be a whole lot of fun then. See how
it's very, very interesting how that's going to work out. Nobody really expected that. So that's the update 6, not have a release date yet, but it's going to have other tweaks and new features. There will be options for colorblind gamers, faster matchmaking. Let's see, what is it? Marked for Death will have its own permanent game mode now. You'll be able to buy burn cards from the black market.
About time.
Gambling is for winners. You can roll the dice in a new ultra rare burn card thing that can give you ability to tap into your entire deck from inside a match. I don't know how that's going to work out, but hey. Burn card autofill option, so you make sure you always have burn cards. Yeah, that's actually kind of cool.
You ever use your burn cards, Wayne?
Yeah.
Same here. Once in a while.
Once in a while. I try to use them just so I can get credit for using them, but yeah.
Might as well.
And also, joining late will no longer penalize you. If you join a game that is more than halfway over, your team's not winning, a loss will not be counted on your record.
Wow!
That's actually kind of nice.
Okay, whatever.
Optimizations for processing and effects, matchmaking. Titans will no longer show up on the minimap when they dash. Atlas and Strider melee damage values have been switched to mirror the original design intent.
I just got bug fixes too as well.
Yeah, the bonus XP to credits conversion rate for burn cards and max level has been adjusted. And part of the Pan-Galactic Stimulus Package, credits for selling rare burn cards have been increased from 200 to 400. And then there's a bunch of bug fixes and bug fixes and bug fixes.
Yeah, typical bug fixes. Fun out of the game.
What about Game with Gold? What's going to be in September?
Oh, yes. This should be pretty cool.
So we are going to be getting... on Games with Gold... For Xbox One, we're getting Super Time Force.
And also, Cinnamon Dragon? Oh, Crimson Dragon.
Crimson Dragon. It's already free this month anyways, but you'll want to check that out. It's actually an interesting game.
I might have to do that too later on.
Xbox 360 owners with gold will be able to get Monaco. What's yours is mine. I don't know what that is exactly, but we'll find out eventually. Following that, on the 16th, we will
have
Halo Reach.
Yeah, hey.
Halo Reach for free. That's actually pretty sweet.
You actually did play that one, right, Wayne? I kind of steered away from it when it came out.
No, actually, I actually rather enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten the free games that are available now, you have until Sunday, obviously,
Sunday?
The 30th or 31st, whatever that is.
Oh, pretty much the last day of the month.
Day of the month, obviously, yeah. To get Strike Suit Zero on Xbox One. And Dishonored on Xbox 360.
Dishonored is an awesome game. I love that game. I will play that game over again. Thanks for reminding me. Next.
Yep.
Really? So pretty much Nintendo's head honcho. Miyamoto doesn't want to make games for people who only have a passive interest in gaming. That's true. I agree with him. I do agree with him. Pretty much like the Wii Sports and also the Wii Fit. Yeah. And what else coming out with? Damn, there's a lot of bugs in here, Wayne.
You got the door open, so what do you expect? Yeah, so basically he wants to focus on gamers that are really, people that are really into games. He wants games for the mainstream gamers, the hardcore gamers.
Like us.
Yeah.
Except for Wayne.
Hey.
Well, basically he's saying he doesn't want to make any more Call of Duties for the Wii U.
There you go. Pretty much, right?
That's pretty much what it is. I mean, obviously when the Wii U first launched, there was, you know, your Ass Creed, there was your Call of Duty and stuff like that, but I believe this round they're not picking up Ass Creed for the Wii U, and I think they're not picking up Call of Duty.
The newer games, because of certain hardware limitations, they aren't going to be going to the Wii U.
No, it's just that, you know, they just don't want to pick it up and nobody's playing it.
They could, yeah. They could do it just like they're taking a different version for the 360 than for the Xbox One.
Originally, when it launched, is that people were actually enjoying playing Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed on the Wii U just because...
The actual tablet control.
Yeah, tablet control, traffic, you know, playing online, the traffic was not that bad. Mm. There was actually very little lag. But, you know, that's where Nintendo is going. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, you know, like, you can tell who your hardcore Nintendo fans are anyway.
Yeah.
Most of them are kind of, they're all going to pick up on the franchise. You have your Pokemon player, you have your Animal Crossing players, you have your Legend of Zelda fans.
You also got everything that
they drop.
Yeah, same way too with all that. Speaking of which, of another news here for Nintendo, Mario Kart is pretty much, it's going to have new content coming out, as in playable characters. 1, Zelda, 2, F-Zero, and 3, Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So pretty much this came out this past week, saying that yes, you get to play as Link riding a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
This is pretty cool in my opinion.
So,
it adds on to that whole, you know, where people are like, is there really a value in Nintendo games? Is there a value in Wii U games? But, you know, they say, like, okay, the game comes out, support drops. They picked up on that.
Oh, yeah. I am waiting for Captain Falcon to come up.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking new characters, new tracks, new bikes.
The first pack is going to drop this November, and that one is going to have Cat, Peach, Tanuki, Mario, and I believe Link.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Link as well, too.
Yeah.
And then the one coming out next year is going to have, what's her face, Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
This should be interesting, especially if it is.
And I believe the villager from Animal Crossing. If you pre-order the downloadable content packs, there's two of them coming out. It's like $11.99 for both of them.
You
pick up like 8 Yoshi color skins and like 8 Shy Guy skins.
Whoa!
Which is pretty awesome because everybody wants to be Yoshi or Shy Guy.
Or everybody just wants to be Blue Yoshi.
That too.
Looks like he's choking on a shell.
Probably is, but hey.
You also got a new skin for... Oh, you also got the raccoon from Mario Brothers 3 that Mario is wearing.
Tanuka Mario, and then you got the cat piece from the most recent Wii U Mario game.
So we'll have 3 new characters, 4 new vehicles, 8 new courses.
You don't sound enthusiastic at all when you knock it off.
Actually, I really enjoy Mario Kart 8, so
it's by far like one of the best ones that came out.
Yeah.
Other than the original one for Super Nintendo and a second one for Nintendo 64.
Well, yeah, you can't beat the classics.
I drive like an Asian.
Because you are an Asian.
Yeah. Please go easy on me in that game.
Well, look at this. Capcom is suing Ninja Gaiden publishers for patent infringement. Oh, infringement? What? Really?
Patent infringement, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically they're charging that Tecmo, it's infringing on Capcom's 2002 patent for a system that lets players unlock content from an older game in a new title.
Really? Okay.
That's kind of... Okay.
That's kind of pushing it, Wayne, you know that?
Yeah, it is. But hey, you know what? If they can prove that that's the exact patent they're doing,
then
it's done the same way,
yeah.
But that's kind of an awkward one, really.
Alright, so another breaking news here. I am a fan of Twitch TV, which I get to see a lot of tournaments, all this kind of stuff. As a member of the fighting game community, now Amazon, you know, bought out Twitch, and they promised not to change Twitch, you know, following the buyout. So, hopefully they do follow up with that, because I really do enjoy Twitch. And and about the that little muting thing with the copyrighted, a.k.a. YouTube in the very beginning. So hopefully they fix that, and you know, everything's back to the green. How much did they say that they buy out Oh, 970 million.
Million, yeah.
For the bastard that started to twist, you lucky MOFO.
Yeah, he's doing very well anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. All advertising he gets from doing Twitch, I won't be surprised if he'll be back. He'll be back with another one.
He'll have something else, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So this will be, of course, another acquisition for Amazon, which is, they're consuming like Pac-Man, just like how Apple bought out Beats.
Right. Well, Amazon is acting a lot more like Google did in Google's early days, when Google was buying everybody.
Well, everybody's thinking out of everybody's page. Just
exactly.
Shit out.
Right? But they said they're not going to change anything, so we'll see what happens.
All right, here's another news. More Super Smash Bros. Turn your 3DS into a portable Smash Bros. Musical player. So, pretty much going to turn your 3DS into an MP3 player.
Of some sort, yeah.
In a way speaking. Cricket.
Yay!
So, shut up.
Yeah, so it's basically going to allow you to free play any of its music and character voices when the system is open. It'll be interesting. I don't know.
So pretty much you get to listen to the stage music. From what I can tell.
Basically.
Also, this week, Maximilian also covered this. Oh, well, Connor brought it out too as well. I guess a former Nintendo worker took a picture of the screen of the new upcoming Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U and 3DS. Pretty much the whole roster has been leaked and images, pretty much possible new characters. So it says that all the older characters are in the bottom row and all the new characters are in the top row. So there's a lot of stuff coming out. You know, typical Zelda's back. You also got a Sonic.
And Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario is, it's like, really?
Little Mac?
Pit.
Oh, yes, of course. That's Little Mac from Super Punch-Out, which is one of my favorite characters out there.
Greninja?
Who?
Greninja?
Ninja, the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the two ones that I saw people kind of flipping their votes about over on Tumblr, some people were freaking out about Dr. Mario and Dark Pit from Kid Icarus.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. They felt there was two completely unnecessary characters, they should have just been skins. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, maybe Dark Pit will play, like, original Pit, and maybe they amped up the new Pit.
Yes,
and the dog.
I want to see how the Wii Fit Trainer plays on this game.
And the dog from Duck Hunt. The dog from Duck Hunt.
What?
Yeah, the dog from Duck Hunt.
I finally get to kick that thing's ass. Oh, I am so there.
It's like 25 years.
25 years of laughing at us for missing a damn duck. I'm going to shoot you with Falcon. You know what? No, I'm going to shoot you.
That should, that should be a Super Smash. The giant zapper showed up on the screen. Freaking charged up.
So this is for you, Mimi.
Pokemon! So Pokemon Art Academy. If you hadn't heard about it, there are some videos floating around the internet right now. It's the ones where you see a horde of Pikachu dancing in random areas. Usually the video will be accompanied by me screaming in the distance. They're like, ah! Pikachus! Like more, they're dancing. I don't know what they're doing.
That's not so you went to an Electric Fantasy Pikachu.
If you're in San Diego and you hear that, you know.
That's her.
You probably have heard it.
There's a shortage of Pikachu. That probably was me. Pokemon Art Academy. It's just basically one of those side games. It teaches you how to draw Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about that. It's probably along the lines of like the Pokemon typing tutor games that they have over in Japan.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video of that.
Where it's pretty, it's basic, like draw a circle, draw a line.
Draw two circles.
Well. And of course the hardest one to draw will be the Ditto.
I guess this is for you, Wayne.
So City Sleep is going to come out this October for PC and Mac on Steam. It is by the Rock Band creator. It's going to be a twin-stick hardcore shoot-em-up. I don't know what to expect from this.
So pretty much you get Rock Band stuff with a lot of...
Pew, pew, right? Pew! music's going to be a major part of the game. Somehow music will determine where enemies spawn, their movement, bullet patterns, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So
it's kind of like a Tapping of the Dead back then.
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of an idle system.
There is a rhythm shooting game, though, at arcade. It's a Japanese game. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
Apparently, Poe can access or possess inanimate objects of the dream world idols and then use them to her advantage and so forth. So, I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see exactly where this goes and whether it's actually any good or not.
It's Rock Band trying to be relevant still by hopping onto the Japanese game market.
Yeah. So, for all you Star Wars head out there like myself, Wayne, Mimi, and also for my friend Brandon, who's part of the 501st Legion, Star Wars characters teased for Disney Infinity 2015. What?
Yo! Yeah.
This should be fun. Hope.
Basically, it was put out that when they asked about somebody was talking about the characters there. What was it? John Bonacci was teasing about future content, about keeping some of the stuff, you know, secret and stuff, and basically kind of said, you know what, 2015 is not so far away anymore.
Not so far away from us anymore.
Yeah. But hey, you know, they're releasing a lot of content, a lot of Marvel stuff's coming to that game. It's only a matter of time before the Star Wars gets there as well, so.
Next thing you know, we see Deadpool in the Star Wars universe. Pew, pew. Hey, hon!
I don't think they're going to take Deadpool to that game.
Hey, man. You know how Deadpool is.
Then again, maybe they will, because they did put him in the new Spider-Man cartoon.
Just because, for some bizarre reason, there's this huge under 10-year-old...
Yeah.
Fan base of Deadpool. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Like, back when I was working at a certain store... When the Deadpool came out, guys, people were like, oh, I'm going to buy this for my son.
No.
Ma'am, how old is your son?
It's just mature for a freaking reason.
I'm just 6 years old. He'll understand it. He plays Call of Duty. I'm like, no. You don't understand. Pull up a little screenshot. Hey, look, boobs. There you go. Oh, no. I can't believe my son's playing this kind of game. Well, you should be a little more aware. I wasn't done talking about Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mimi's about to bite your head off.
Right.
You moron.
Announced previously this week at the super surprise, you know, Nintendo, whatever their broadcast is called, and I can't remember right now. They announced a brand new Pokemon game in the works. It is called Pokken Tournament, and it is from the makers of Tekken.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm actually very, very hyped about it because...
It's a Pokemon fighting game, Pokemon only.
Yes. In Tekken style, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Run, dodge. I can see it now. I can see... what's his name? Machamp trying to punch Pikachu, but yet can't reach all the way down because he's too muscular.
See, but then Pikachu's going to end up juggling everybody and just juggling for like 8 rounds at a time.
lightning run, dig. Wait, no.
Nope, pick you right back up. Boom, boom, boom. Fierce.
Yeah, so that was the most interesting the past 2 days too as well, especially for the all hardcore Pokemon fans like Mimi.
It's gonna be interesting, you know. At first, people are like, "That's gonna be lame. Is it gonna be only fighting Pokemon?" They have revealed that there's gonna be very many different types of Pokemon. So maybe we will see that Machamp versus that Pikachu. It's gonna be interesting to see how they balance out the characters because there is such a huge height difference among different species of Pokemon. Since creators of Tekken are making it, now it's assumed that the fight style is gonna be similar to Tekken. So hopefully the same, you know, kind of. Timing and whatnot, button configuration and everything. It's gonna be interesting. As of the moment, it's gonna be Japan arcade only release, which kind of sucks for us out here.
No, bring it back, please.
But you know, I think they're kind of testing the water. They're gonna release Hyrule Warriors first, Soul Calibur.
that was really
and they're gonna
fun
see
game.
How that goes. And if it does well, I believe that they will bring Pokemon back over the Pokken tournament.
So, it looks like there's a little news coming out here, too, as well.
Uh-huh.
The past 24 hours, there's a rumor/report that Marvel is really, really close to signing this one A-list actor to play Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
For me, I would love to be Benedict Cumberbatch because he has that voice, he has that tall, scantily look. If you don't know who he is,
Benedict
Khan.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Khan. He plays Khan in the new Star Trek.
Blueberry Cabbage Patch.
There you go. But now it's saying that Joaquin Phoenix as Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Actually, there was another rumor about who they were looking at casting. Crap, what's his name?
What movie?
The kid who played Harry Potter. I can't remember his
Daniel
name.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
What?
He actually, reports was he was meeting with Marvel to talk about a prominent role.
You know, Doctor Strange is supposed to be like his...
I know.
I will shoot that down with the Avada Kedavra.
But people were actually comparing the images of Doctor Who or Doctor Strange to him, and it's like, you know what? I can actually see that work.
No.
He could fit the profile to a degree. Not perfectly. He's too young.
No, he's too short.
He is too short, that's for sure. But, you know.
Then again, so is Robert Downey Jr.
And they make things work.
They made it work out.
Yeah.
But
also Robert Downey Jr. was also a former alcoholic, drug addict, and...
Yeah.
And we get our first look at Dr. Doom in the new Fantastic Four.
He looks like a shrimp. Really? I saw that earlier. It's kind of like, what the hell? Really?
I know.
If you guys haven't seen him, he's actually in a nice big screen, green screen, and it's just him.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really have high hopes for this reboot at all. For Fantastic Four, I don't know, I'm just so turned off by the last two.
It's a very difficult movie to make the way, you know, Fantastic Four is, the way the characters are on the storyline. You have to do it just right to make it actually any good. You deviate a little bit, you make thinking off a little bit, and you've got problems.
Wasn't there a rumor going around that they stopped making Fantastic Four comic books so that Fox wouldn't have anything to build on?
That's pretty horrible.
That may have happened at one point, I don't know. I do have a Fantastic Three comic book somewhere. What? One of the members died.
Oh, if you don't know who that is, Johnny Storm.
Because he became Captain America.
I guess that's why they killed him off. Hey, Johnny, what's up? You're fired. Oh, I'm playing Captain America. Screw you all. Flame on, bitches.
Wow.
They were well prepared for this. They were.
That was, what, 1985? That comic came out?
Good God.
Somewhere on there. I don't know exactly.
Alrighty, so no more news for this week. Well, that's the only thing we covered so far. There's going to be a whole lot more stuff coming out.
Actually, Mimi was at a convention this last
weekend. I was at a convention. Sorry. I was at Anime California last weekend. Brand new con. It's a brand new first year for the con. I didn't get as many pictures as I planned on. And believe me, I planned on taking a lot of pictures because, you know, the staff was all there. The people were all there. You know, everyone was excited for the convention. But the hotel was not prepared to host such an event.
That happened with Anime Kanji the first year.
That happens quite a bit. And it's really unfortunate for the community because everyone, you know, puts on their best cosplays and everything like that. And then we just can't do anything.
Yeah.
I kind of call it walking con because...
You just walk around
and
do nothing.
We just walk around and do nothing and we weren't even allowed to do that. There were reports that a woman threatened to call the police on a cosplayer because she felt so threatened by him and his loitering. She wanted to call the cops for sexual indecency and for loitering. Like,
wow.
Woman, this is a convention. You know what people do at conventions? They loiter. But for the most part, what I did get to check out was very enjoyable. Most of the cosplayers were very nice and extremely talented. But it does make me excited to be back in this whole SoCal convention scene.
There's a lot of them. We are going to one of them soon.
Freaking gorgeous. And then, overall, I believe the convention had about close to 3,500 unique registrations, which is excellent for a first-year con.
Wow.
That's really good for a first-year con.
Yeah, it is.
Normally, you hit around about 1,000, nothing more, when I request the 1,500.
So, the numbers were there, you know, the people were there, the content was there. The thing that was lacking was that there really wasn't much room to walk around in the con. There was room to walk around, but that's all we were able to do. Anytime you try to stop somebody for pictures, guarantee you someone was already standing behind you telling you to move on.
Move, bitch.
Move. And then the other thing is that the gorgeous hotel, don't get me wrong, but the whole thing was kind of skylit, so as soon as the sun started going down, there went all your lighting.
That's why you have a flash.
That's what flash is for, but then...
Yeah, I know.
It's a little thing, you know. Not all of us cosplayers are flash ready when it comes to cosplay.
That's why you have a photographer like myself.
Yeah, actual photographer, you know, with their fancy lenses and filters and whatnot.
Yeah, thank you. So, on a side note, if you guys have seen our Comic-Con pictures, you can tell which one who took the good pictures. And the one that took the semi-okay one, Wayne.
Hey.
You can tell which ones are the good and which ones are the bad.
I've got a lot of good ones, either way.
You need to get a better flash, homie. Alright, so, any other news from us this week? Well, other than, of course, Kamikaze we're going to be going to in,
Kamikaze at the end of October?
Yes.
Should be interesting. Tons of fun. If you don't know what it is,
yes.
It's Stan Lee's personal convention.
Yes, which is going to be pretty cool.
That's kind of all you need to say right there. Like, who runs the convention? Stan Lee.
Yep.
Okay. They're going to have something anniversary of Tetris, so they're going to have human Tetris.
Yeah.
They're
going
to try to break the record for the largest Tetris game ever.
Sick. I want to be there so bad.
You can register ahead of time. You can register your Tetris piece. I feel bad. Whoever's got to be that weird little.
Oh, the little
the one with the notch in the middle. The Z.
Somebody's been doing the splits.
There you go. Actually, Wayne did something right this time. Wow, never gonna happen again. And let's see. Also, in about 2 weeks from me, I'll be going to West Coast Warzone up in the Orange County area. So it's another fighting game tournament. A lot of heavy duty players will be coming up there, and I will be there to report, see what's going on. But I'm only gonna be there for one day, and I'll watch the rest of it on stream. I believe it'll be on Twitch too as well. If not, yeah, it'll be on stream on Twitch.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, we got Content slowed down
a little bit.
Yep, we're gonna be working on getting some more content to you. So,
yeah,
look for some special stuff coming your way.
Yeah, again, just to remind you guys, feel free to like our page, share our page, feel free to comment our stuff, leave us messages. Yeah, you know, typical
tidbits.
Usual
stuff, just please do not invite us to play Candy Crush.
Damn you all, especially Wayne.
Actually, I don't play that one.
And also, check up on our main website for, you know, new content, especially for podcasts.
Yeah.
Especially for Mimi's how-to-do guides for cosplaying.
Hopefully, Emily's going to Dragon Con this weekend.
Yeah.
She'll be there for one day. It'll be her first Dragon Con, so it should be pretty interesting.
Let's see how that one goes. Hopefully a lot of content for Emily for us soon.
And Marvel's been sending us a lot of news, so Luke's been helping us get that up on the site.
Good old Luke. Ain't he going to New York Comic Con? Or was it Boston? He went to Boston Comic Con.
That was Derek, yeah.
Derek, yeah.
I wonder if he ran into the Dominoes.
Alrighty, so feel free to check us on up and wait for our next episode to come out soon. Well, yeah.
In about a week.
Typical of us.
Usual deal.
Yeah. So again, this is 2shotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Dude, it's so hot. Let's get out of here.
I know. Come on.
Yeah. See what I did there?